Yes. And we're launching Build with Bitcoin, which is a podcast and YouTube show about the entrepreneurs and the startups and the investors that are building on the Bitcoin protocol and using the technology as the foundation for their companies. So what else are we going to be talking about on this program?
I mean, I think that's the main focus, right? And specifically, which you kind of touch on, the Bitcoin network, the technology, not necessarily the financial asset side of Bitcoin, right? Which I think is well covered in the space so far, but we're trying to focus on the innovators using the technology to build different solutions is the goal with Build with Bitcoin.
Yeah, and I think that we're really interesting, and we're entering in a really interesting time because we're looking at the start of 2024. We've got the halving coming up in April. We have institutional interest going on with the ETFs that are likely to be approved. And so what that does is it brings a lot more attention to Bitcoin. And I always look at Bitcoin not just as a token or a financial asset, but really as a foundational technology for enabling value exchange on the internet. And I don't know how you see it, but why you think that there should be more innovation and building on Bitcoin protocol?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think we'll get into it maybe in a few moments once we get a little bit more into our backstories and, you know, what got us personally involved. But I mean, the technology is absolutely transformational. And what gets talked about most in the media is the price, right? Which is an important aspect, of course, and it goes hand in hand, but it's a technology that's going to completely change how value is transferred. And there's immense entrepreneurial opportunity in that space, right? So that's what we're hoping to put a lens on is what's going on today from the entrepreneurial side, the investor side, why people are, you know, choosing to focus on Bitcoin, not crypto, and specifically the technology, right? What can be done with it? And we'll get into it over the course of the podcast with some amazing entrepreneurs. But I mean, I think it's absolutely transformational. You know, it's been compared to the internet and how it transfers information. And you have now an existing protocol that's been live for, you know, 10 plus years. That's been nonstop transferring value, and the technology keeps improving. Use cases are emerging. And we were talking about this the other day as well, a little bit, right, Lynn, that from my point of view, I can definitely sense that it's kind of moving from that needing to know how the technology works, which in the first few years, it was a lot more technical, harder to understand. And you know, there were some technical hurdles to
buying it.
Yeah, to buying it, to, you know, understanding how it's transferred or how it, you know, how it's used by the early companies and how the consumers are using it. But now I think it's moving, you know, kind of more broadly into the stage of, okay, this is established, this does work, and what can be done with it. So I think it's, yeah, absolutely an exciting time to be, you know, focusing on all the entrepreneurial spirit going on in this space.
Yeah. And you mentioned Bitcoin only, which I think is really important to clarify. So this is why it's Build with Bitcoin, is we're not talking about building on other crypto blockchains or other protocols, but just solely on Bitcoin. And for me, it's because it's the only truly decentralized technology, and the security might have some, you know, I think because it will move slower because of the security aspect of Bitcoin, that there needs to be more innovation that kind of builds on top of it or layers up in order to enable the transactions to occur at the speed that we'll need and the volume that we'll need going forward. And you want to add anything to that in terms of why Bitcoin and not crypto?
Yeah, well, you know,
lots
to be said there. And there's plenty of content that already covers that, I think, from the maybe economic lens or why decentralization is important. But personally, it reminds me a little bit of in the early days when I was trying to, you know, understand where things were heading with Bitcoin. Two people that were very inspirational for me in the early days were Wences Casares and Andreas Antonopoulos. And I remember both of them, and I'm reminded of this because of that. they spoke a lot to the internet protocol, right, and how it evolved and how it started with TCP/IP, and that there were competing protocols in the beginning for, I don't know, maybe video streaming or audio streaming, or, you know, different protocols saying they can do X, Y, and Z better, right? But their you know, kind of telling of how things evolved in the internet, I think, is what we're seeing now, still in the early days, but I do think there's, you know, some clear signs of it, that eventually it was all built on TCP/IP because it's ultimately the most secure protocol, right? I mean, it's the most secure and robust network. So when you're going to build a product, you're going to naturally gravitate towards, you know, the most solid foundation. And so the Bitcoin blockchain, I think, is that for the transfer of value and all the different use cases that are yet to be built on top of it. I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, you're gonna want to use the safest, most secure and robust protocol as your, you know, foundational layer. So yeah, I mean, I think there's lots of different lenses to look at it through, the Bitcoin, not crypto conversation, but from the innovation standpoint, I think that trend is just gonna, you know, continue. Other protocols are more vulnerable. Bitcoin is the most secure protocol. So yeah, I mean, I think it's a, you know, pretty clear differentiation of, you know, why Bitcoin and not crypto. And we're not even talking about the other, you know, kind of the financial asset side, the scarcity and, you know, the other components, which are equally as important. But
yeah, well, you mentioned, you know, who introduced you to it, but maybe now is a good time to just say a little bit about how your Bitcoin story and why you're, you know, your perspective of it and why we're doing this together.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So yeah, I mean, I can start. Let's see. I was introduced to it in early 2014. A friend of mine, I was doing my master's in California at the time, and a friend of mine told me about it, right? I mean, he just kind of, hey, have you heard of this thing? It's moving money around on the internet. It's actually pretty fascinating. I hadn't heard much of it before then. I had just moved from Brazil to California at the time. I started digging into it and eventually decided to, you know, to try to launch a remittance business with this business partner of mine. But for me, it was a pretty, you know, sometimes people have a more extensive kind of learning journey through it. I mean, not to say my learning journey continues to this day, but from the technology standpoint, for me, it was a pretty kind of eye-popping experience. You know, we started looking into how it worked. And specifically, we were going to try to do fiat-to-fiat transfers using Bitcoin in between, right? And so for that, you needed decent liquidity in both countries. And so I started studying, you know, how much Bitcoin was being transacted in the US, in China, in Mexico, in Brazil. And for me, it was just absolutely amazing to think that using no banks, this amount, which at the time was millions, not billions, you know, like it is now. But it was still, I mean, just an absolute kind of eye-opening experience for me. And so I just, from the technology standpoint and the efficiency gains, and specifically at the time, you know, how much value was being extracted from the traditional rails for remittance market, that's just kind of what got me into Bitcoin specifically. And then, you know, after that entrepreneurial journey, it didn't work out. It was early days and we had a few hurdles. But I mean, you all know, it's just kind of something that once it sparks your curiosity, it kind of changes things, right? But that's a little bit of what got me into Bitcoin. Maybe we can get into other experiences as well. But what about you, Lynn?
Know, I actually had a very similar experience to you, which is very different from most people, is that as soon as I heard about it and understood the technology, I was immediately captivated. But for me, it was 2012. I mean, I remember exactly where I was sitting when I was introduced to it. But I had recently started, started a venture capital fund to invest in Mexico tech startups and LATAM, and kind of introduce them to Silicon Valley. And as part of making that work, I had a conference called the Meet to Tech Talks. And so one of the speakers that was referred to me was Shaq Khan, who started CoinDesk. Okay. As an informational source for Bitcoin. At the time, it was only Bitcoin, so 2012. And we were talking, and he was an advisor to Spotify, and I thought we were going to talk about Spotify. And he said, "No, have you heard about Bitcoin?" And I'm like, "No." And he explained it to me. And later at the conference, he spoke on it. But I was immediately drawn to it from a technology standpoint too, which is why I think it's perfect that we're talking about it. We have this lens of it. As a facilitator of payments on the internet, because I'd been involved in the internet since the early days, and you know, just seeing the evolution of the transfer of information peer-to-peer and direct, and how it disrupted everything. And I worked on Wall Street, and so the fact that you could have value being transferred peer-to-peer on the internet with no intermediaries, also just from a technology standpoint, I just thought it had incredible potential. In fact, I thought less about the potential of it being a global currency or a store of value, as I did just a technology to help facilitate this transfer of value, which I assumed would occur with traditional fiat sources. So, you know, I viewed it from that lens at the very beginning, and continued to just be curious about all the different variations and things that came after it. But, you know, kept coming back to Bitcoin because it is really the purest and the most solid, as you mentioned, the most secure, and it doesn't have a issuing entity. So the true decentralization, I think, makes it really stand alone among anything. So now, through the evolution of it, I think it's become more known as a store of value or a financial asset. But I think it's time to kind of bring it back. There's a lot of innovation that I think needs to be done on Bitcoin in terms of user experience. You talked about how painful it was in the early days, and it was really hard to buy it. And it was, you know, until the exchanges started. And of course, now we know self-custody is important, but it's hard for a lot of people to do that if they're not technically inclined. And so, you know, what are the innovations that can be done in terms of remittances? The business that you started is a perfect one. And it's, you know, globally, it's such an important industry that has just billions of dollars that can be extracted out of fees and given back to the people who are sending and receiving the money by using Bitcoin protocol.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think we're still yet to see the largest chunk of all this innovation, right? I mean, there's already great companies that we're gonna, you know, be interviewing over the course of the.
I was so surprised when we were putting together the list how many companies there already are that are building on Bitcoin. So,
No, actually, that's one of the things we kind of mentioned when we were, you know, thinking about this podcast was, to me as well. I mean, you spend a few years, you know, studying, reading, talking to people, meeting people, but you kind of forget how big the ecosystem already is. Of course, you know, in the greater scheme of things and global economy, it's still very small. But I mean, yeah, I think we were both surprised when we started gathering an initial list of the different companies and startups working on amazing projects on Bitcoin, that it's actually a very large list of startups and entrepreneurs already doing some pretty incredible things on this.
The other side is the investor side, which we're also going to be talking to some of the investors that are focused on Bitcoin companies, but that's very highly concentrated in the US or US and Western Europe in terms of investors that are supporting these companies. So I hope that's a conversation that we can get more people interested, more investors interested in supporting these companies, because a lot of times a startup will need some financial support just to get them from A to B. And I'm a believer that even as a reformed venture capitalist, you know, that I believe that you shouldn't take venture money unless you need it. And if you can grow organically, that's great. But for the investors that are supporting these companies, it'd be great to see a little bit more diversity in terms of more investors from LATAM, from within Africa, from Southeast Asia. So I haven't seen as many there as I do in the US.
And I think there's absolutely a big opportunity there as well, because with such a global, you know, protocol as it is, you're going to have entrepreneurs also, you know, being able to access and build on it without barriers in a way, right? I mean, of course, there's, you know, different capital needs and different hurdles you have to get past as an entrepreneur, and that can be easier or harder depending on, you know, where you live or where you come from. But I mean, it is something that's accessible from an entrepreneurial mind from anywhere in the globe, right? And you're already seeing just the use of Bitcoin as a transactional money and network being used, you know, all over the globe. The Global South is talked about a lot, and it's kind of an interesting story from a technology adoption standpoint as well, that it's kind of, the adoption has come from the edges, right? And that's a whole other side of Bitcoin's, you know, story that's also fascinating. But what I wanted to get to there is that I think from, like you were mentioning, the current investors only focused on Bitcoin. Well, there's not that many funds as of today, right? I think that list will inevitably grow, but they are highly concentrated in, you know, I guess more developed economies, and you see a high concentration in the US and other developed economies. But here we are today, you know, we're recording in Mexico City, and you and I are both well aware of all the amazing things going on in Latin America and other emerging economies. So I think the investors, you know, the investors' perspective from other countries is also going to be, you know, a pretty key role as to how this all develops.
Yeah. And I'm hopeful, because I think it may follow the track of early, just general early stage tech investing, which, you know, grew up out of Silicon Valley and really ramped up in the United States. Investors who are accustomed to thinking in a way where they don't have to have control of a company and they see a long-term vision. And I think most investors globally tend to have a little bit more of a private equity perspective, where they want assets or revenues or things like this, where a U.S. investor does have that mindset of investing in technology. And Bitcoin's a very particular technology. And so for a lot of the investors who have been in the quote-unquote crypto or Web3 space, they're looking for exit liquidity, or they tokenize it. And so I think the true Bitcoin investors are taking a traditional lens, a longer-term view, a 10-year time frame or more, to support these companies that are building on a very new and very emerging technology, but one that's got an enormous amount of potential. So I look at that as being an exciting way. And hopefully we can introduce this concept of investing in Bitcoin startups to more people globally.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe that kind of brings us back to the why of building with Bitcoin, right? Of build with Bitcoin. I mean,
like, who should be watching this?
Yeah. You know, who's the audience, and, you know, why are we doing this? Kind of alluded to it in the beginning, but it really is to connect the entrepreneurial minds and the current or future investors, and kind of just bridge that gap, and, you know, help connect really everyone who's either already playing a key role to everyone who's interested, or, you know, is interested in learning more and more about why, you know, there's such a large entrepreneurial opportunity in the space. But yeah, I don't know.
I hope we encourage a lot of people who are thinking about having a startup or build it or want to be in the early tech to say, instead of just going a traditional path, maybe I should look at this new technology and see what can be done there, because there are so many needs and so many opportunities. And, you know, I mean, I'm just going to point out a couple of them. I look at the whole micropayment aspect of Bitcoin that can be broken down into such minute fractions of pennies, and the fact that you can transfer that value. So if you're a podcaster, or if you're a writer, or if you're an entertainer, a singer, you can receive small amounts of tips or revenues or payments from fans all over the world or from supporters. I mean, and the cost to send it has gone away, where it used to be so high to have transaction costs. So I think micropayments are exciting. AI we hear a lot about these days, and I perceive a world in which you have an AI agent that goes out and can conducts tasks for you. And so the natural currency that those tasks will be paid for would be in Bitcoin or Satoshis. And so, you know, the application of AI on top of Bitcoin, I think, is super exciting. In terms of just usability, you know, mm-hmm. enhancements and user experience and decentralized protocols like Noster. So I think there's a lot that we're going to be uncovering and getting excited about the companies that are building on this.
That is the exciting part of it, right? Is that it's a very diverse technology as far as, you know, the business models that can be built on top of it. You know, I mean, you got into a few of those different, you know, categories. We haven't even touched on the, you know, the energy or mining component and everything that's going on there and how that ties into, you know, renewable energy and a cleaner, you know, cleaner.
And to be clear, financing, providing the ability to finance the transition to clean energy. Bitcoin is so,
From a project financing perspective, you know, how does big? And I think that's what's so interesting is a lot of people just kind of think of Bitcoin and maybe just associate it to, you know, other things they've heard on in the media or the price or, you know, whether it's correct or not.
I feel like people look at it like a tech stock.
Absolutely.
And like not more as like a Google or an Apple than just a totally transformational.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll get into the, you know, all the exciting aspects of the technology platform that is Bitcoin. And, you know, not to get into names, but we'll be having some very exciting interviews with companies doing different things in all of these categories, right? So I think it's an exciting year coming up and lots still happening in the space that we need to cover. So what are
we looking at for this first group of shows?
We spoke of season one being 6 episodes, right, with a mix of majority startups and a couple of key insights from the investor perspective of, and specifically investors that are already actively allocating money to Bitcoin startups, right? Get their you know, perspective as to why and what they look for. And from the entrepreneurial side, why they're doing it, what they're building, what's the, you know, pain point, what's the challenges, what's the opportunity. So yeah, lots to cover. I mean, I'm excited.
I am too. Yeah. I think it's a super exciting time. I think 2024 is going to be a landmark year for Bitcoin. Yeah. And we hope to inspire people who are interested in building it with Bitcoin.